The Jason Greger Show presents Struds On Trash Talk.
Awesome. Thanks, Ray. Appreciate your time.
Buddy. Yep. Have a great week.
That's Ray Ferraro from TSN.
Sherman, do you ever score in the shootout, Ray?
I know. I'm late.
He was just on.
Get it back on the line.
Hey, Costanza.
Star Wars.
Han Solo. Guy's such a stud. And I have a crush on the big guy there. He's such
Harrison Ford.
Oh, God. He's such a stud. God, he's a stud.
Okay, like she's...
Staying up to date.
I'm not even kidding. You and I listen to Lenny Kravitz now, and I love that song American Woman, so it's in a regular playlist. I hear it, I'm like, yeah, those two are happily together. I'm glad they're doing well, all this kind of stuff. And then you hear that kind of thing. An old dirty bastard. I mean, at least the other two are alive. This guy passed away. It's been 17 years. That's really hard to swallow. Rest in peace, ODB.
It's time for Struds On.
Veterans versus younger players. So, you know, I've been thinking a lot about this series between the Hawks and the Oilers, and there's no doubt that there are, you know, there's the wily veterans and a lot of people concerned about Patrick Kane, Jonathan Toews, Duncan Keith, Corey Crawford, and the impact they can have on a series, and it can be great. On the other side, you have a relatively young Oilers group. You know, think of some of the mids. Ethan Bear might be playing in the playoffs, or Yamamoto, Draisaitl and McDavid, although they're dominating the score sheets, and, you know, winning Art Ross's, they don't have a ton of experience. You know, they're going to have many, many more games to wake up or to move themselves into that experience mode of a Jonathan Toews and Patrick Kane. So I was thinking, which side has the advantage? And the one side, I might say that with the veteran team, those guys will know how to play in tight spots, but they're veterans and they know how to win games without really losing them, if that makes sense. So I think that the Blackhawks, at least the older players, they have a lot of players at center and D, but those more veteran guys who are leaders will really be talking to their team about keeping it tight and not letting the game get away from them by being sloppy, which a lot of games are going to be sloppy going into. On the other side, you have the young legs and the raw enthusiasm of the Edmonton Oilers. But for the Oilers, I think they need to understand that they can't just go out there and just let it run. They have to make sure they're focused and understand how to win. This to me is a really interesting first round matchup. But, and there'll be a lot of teams like that. Youth versus more experienced guys, experienced teams, and how whatever group can get ready quicker will be the one that'll have the advantage in it, especially a short series. So, you know, we have a little time before this gets going, but it's been on my mind and I thought it was important to share.